This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday morning. Thanks so much for being with us. Good morning to you, Randy. How are
What's happening, man? All good. Boy, I hope everybody had an outstanding weekend. It was beautiful. It was gorgeous. If you were like most of us husbands, we were out there working away for our wives while they were sitting there taking videos of you working while they weren't doing nothing. But yeah, great, great weekend.
I earned my keep this weekend.
Yeah, dog. I earned a husband title. I mean, outside of everything else I do for him. You know, it was a good, nice, beautiful weekend. It's been a great Monday, 11 minutes in. My boy Clifton over there is hot right now.
Well, you got smoking Joe Patrick.
Yeah. Clifton's hot over there.
Yeah, they took those updates. They took those updates down from about 2 minutes to about 45 seconds. So Joe's got to get in the jabs where he can. The Braves finally play some good baseball.
I mean, I'm talking about great baseball.
Yeah, they
great baseball.
And look, we're all on the same page Friday, right? When they were playing like crap.
Oh, yeah, like what
and they're
the
down,
hell?
And it's like, are we really going to let this guy with a 10 ER? And he did. He's not the one that gave up the runs.
No.
But then they come back and rally and score all those runs in the eighth inning on Friday night. And who knows? Maybe that's the turning point. I'm not going to go that far yet. Whatever. But they won on Friday night. They won on Saturday. They won on Sunday. They swept the series.
Yes.
First time they've won back-to-back games all year.
Yes.
Like, there's a lot to be excited about.
Yes.
Joe Patrick's an update saying the clubhouse is in turmoil because Ronald Acuna deleted a tweet.
All right, man. That was
now,
funny.
He's not wrong. Ronald Acuna's not wrong.
No.
Ronald Acuna has been pulled out of games for that, and Kelnick wasn't. And I don't know. There's kind of a lot of different little questions I have about it. And I know Snit was asked about it, and him and Kelnick have talked, and I'm sure him and Acuna have or will talk as well, because Ronald Acuna is not even in the clubhouse.
No, he's not.
So I don't know how the clubhouse could be in turmoil, because Ronald Acuna is still rehabbing in Florida before he makes his debut, hopefully next month with the club. But
I just laughed. I was like, oh, because I didn't see what happened.
I just assumed it was a fake tweet because Ronald Acuna never tweeted.
I didn't see the tweeter. I didn't see anything. All I saw was like Kelnick. I was like, what the hell happened? What the hell did Kelnick? I'm like, Snick, I didn't see it at the time.
Now,
that it happened.
One thing for you to not see.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
Not great, Snick. And that's kind of more where I go with it, and we'll get there in just a minute. But
yeah, but no, the good thing is,
he was lazy on a hard hit ball. Yes. And
but the good thing is, Andy, they swept the series.
That's right.
They did what we ultimately needed them to do, was beat a bad baseball team, mm-hmm. which the Minnesota Twins are. But yes, Friday night, I was very, very frustrated watching them and then watching the Hawks. And I don't know which one made me more frustrating.
The Hawks didn't frustrate me.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not happy it's over, but
it took me a whole lot to delete a tweet about Yang. About Yang. Well, I was like, good, but they don't got nobody else to do anything.
Yeah, I mean,
offensively,
it's just one of those things where it's like, what would it have been like if Jalen Johnson had been helping?
Stop doing that.
Well, I don't know.
Can we stop? Can we stop?
We can.
Can we stop?
We can.
Yes.
We can. Because it's over.
Thank you.
And
thank
it was
you.
Never going to be answered until next year.
Yes.
So now we can finally answer it next
year. Done with it.
I don't know. I don't know what it would have looked like if he would have been healthy. I'm not sure. Hopefully better, but I don't know. He's not healthy, so we'll never know the answer. Hopefully next year he'll stay healthy.
Yes.
And then we can find out the answer.
Yes.
But that was never going to be answered this year, and it continued to be asked. And yeah, it's not great when you get to a must-win game, and legitimately your second-best offensive option is George Niang. No offense to George Niang. He came in here and did a nice job. He came off the bench and scored points and kind of filled the role that he was supposed to do. Maybe a little bit more than you would have wanted him to. But, yeah, I mean, they don't have anybody else.
Yes.
Caris LeVert's all right. And all of the rest of the guys in the starting lineup are pretty limited offensively.
Oh, another thing.
Kind of was what it was.
Okay, so we got Hawksley on the show. But can we finish? Are we finished with the Elder? Are we done with that experiment?
Okay.
Yeah. We get him out of here, too. Let the young boys pitch. Yeah. Let them pitch. See what you got with A3.
I'm still AJ surprised AJ Smith wasn't making that start.
Yeah, I'm with you right there. But, yeah, we can be done with Bryce Elder. But, yeah, most important thing, Mike went, got a home run. We saw yesterday, you know, it was a home run barrage, I guess. Olsen got one yesterday. Obviously, the Rook, Ozuna. Just love the fact that the ball is flying out of the stadium.
Yeah, no, there was, on Friday. On Friday when we talked about what you wanted to see in the series over the weekend, obviously winning the series was chief among them.
Yes.
Sweeping the series is even better, and they were able to do that. Wanted to see Sale pitch better. Still only went 4 1/3, but pitched pretty good. His velocity is up, but still going to want to see him go deeper into ball games. Michael Harris hitting the baseball was very nice to see. Now,
yes, it was.
Maybe he's just not a leadoff hitter.
Maybe.
You know?
Maybe.
Maybe he's just not.
Yes.
And some guys aren't. They tried to move Acuña out of the leadoff spot a couple years ago. Maybe he is just
Let me ask you
hitter.
This, because you know more. You do more of the ends up. The profile thing. Michael Harris, does he profile as a leadoff hitter?
I would think that he would. Right. Yeah.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. That's what I would thought, too.
He seems like he does. Like, right now, he's probably not getting on base enough for it to justify, because he's just not really hitting or drawing walks or anything like that. But just, yeah, when he's at his best, he seems like he would, because he's a really good hitter and he does get on base and he does have some speed, too. He doesn't show it quite as much on the base pass as you'd want him to. But, I don't know. Something about leading off. He doesn't like doing it.
Well,
put him sixth.
Put him wherever he thrives.
Put him sixth and let him eat.
Yes, exactly. Put him where he thrives and let him do his thing, because he had a really good series and love to see that. Chris Sale, best start of the year, you think?
I think so.
Yeah, best start of the year.
So.
Wasn't great.
But it was still better.
Yeah. And so, you found a way to get three, and now you got the bloody, bloody hated Cardinals coming up next, right? Am I right?
No, you're right. Yeah, you're right about that. Yeah, no, you're right.
So
yep,
tonight. All right, we got the back Spencers.
Couple Spencers.
We need better Spencers debut than there was last time.
We need both Spencers.
We need both of them to do their thing in this series, and hopefully, there's Bryce Elder's name on there. So,
You win the first two, and then
then
Bryce Elder can go out there.
Okay,
or at least that's as of now. Who knows? Maybe AJ Smith-Shaver will make that start by Wednesday. Really,
let's hope so.
No way of knowing.
Let's hope so, man. But I mean, then we talked about the Hawks, Atlanta United. We only got to mention them. I got my shirt on today because it was the first one on the pile this
There's
morning.
Nothing to say,
There's
man.
Nothing to say. There's really nothing to say about that. That's just
– they're playing real bad.
Yeah, man.
They're
and it's
playing
like
real
they
bad.
Got their head beat in. Yeah, they got their damn head beat in. So all we got now is we got the Braves. But it is draft week, Buck. It is draft week, and which is always a fun week. Did mention NBA playoffs this weekend. Were you surprised how boring the games were?
Oh.
All of them were awful.
Except for
the Clippers and the Nuggets was really good.
I thought the Rockets made it interesting late last night.
I was knocked out. Okay. Ain't no hell
well, the way the Warriors
the way Steph was shooting.
Yeah. I thought that game was okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. The Lakers-Timberwolves game, just because of the way that it went, was pretty interesting.
If they shoot
the Clippers-Nuggets game was crazy.
It was awesome.
That was amazing.
It was awesome. But if the Minnesota Timberwolves shoot like that with Ant-Man not shooting the way he did, they'll win the championship.
I was wondering how far you were going to go.
Yeah.
Because I was like, not just the series.
No.
Yeah, if they take 43s a game and make half of them, they'll beat everybody.
They'll beat everybody. I was like, I'm sitting there watching, I'm like, damn, every time the Lakers seemed like they were coming back, Nas to throw one up, and like, poof, like, oh.
Now, that was the classic, and I'm not trying to take anything away from Minnesota. They played awesome, and I think that they are really good when healthy, as they are right now. Anthony Edwards also never has walked on a basketball floor in his life and thought he was the second best guy.
Yes.
That includes this weekend when Luka and LeBron are out there.
Yes.
He just thinks, and he's not wrong. Like, he's as good as pretty much anybody. But that was that classic Lakers, like, all right, the playoffs can start in game two.
Yeah.
Like, they played with as little effort as you'll ever see on defense, which, again, I'm not trying to take anything away from Minnesota, but what a sad performance from the Lakers in that game.
It was pretty bad.
I think for the Nuggets, like, obviously great winning that game for sure. Man, I half wonder if, like, the confidence that had to inspire in Russell Westbrook might be dangerous.
Dude.
Because now that guy is convinced.
Let me tell you something.
He's the X factor in that series. It's the worst thing that could have happened to them,
hey,
him winning that game
for
them.
When
the way
we talked, I think we might have had this conversation off air last week about, you know, them firing their coach because he wanted to play. He was ride or die for Russ. Russ is going to be, I'm talking, when we talk about aggressive, we're talking like MVP Russ.
Well, he thinks he's the same guy.
Yeah, but no, that's him. Russ is going to John Starks them one game.
Well, he almost did.
Yeah, one of these games.
That's the funniest
Russ
thing about
is
that
going
first game.
To John Stark, the Nuggets out of him.
Is Russell Westbrook on offense tried to lose him that game. But then on defense, he made great play after great play, so they had to keep him out there. And Michael Porter Jr., they can't even play right now.
No, no,
he's crazy.
It seems like he's on his last leg out there.
Yeah, I half wonder what happens this offseason with Michael Porter Jr. Yeah. If they lose this series or however far they go. But, like, if he's not playing, like, and they're benching him. Similar with Jonathan Kuminga. I know Kuminga has officially been benched
in
Golden State.
I don't know what it is.
He's going to be on the move, too.
But he's supposed to have been on move the last 3 years.
Yeah.
It's like everybody was trying to move him, but they would never move him. But, I mean, just, you know, the Knicks just – I mean, I thought Detroit had that one. Knicks are on a damn run. I think this Pacers thing is going to be interesting because it kind of seems like Dame's coming back pretty soon.
Yep.
So that should be interesting. The Cavaliers Heat, meh. The Jason Tatum gets hurt. His mama threatening folks, and they, you know, their depth shows up, and they just go out there and handle their business also.
Yeah, no, if the Celtics can beat the Magic that easy and play like they played, that's going to be a sweep.
Yeah.
Same thing with the Cavs and the Heat, because the Cavs played, they had three guys play good, and nobody else really showed up.
Right.
Now, look, if Ty Jerome scores 28 points, they're going to beat everybody. And then the Grizzlies lost by 50.
Yes. Yes. So, and you kept looking at the score like,
there you go.
Damn, is that bad, huh?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah,
it was every bit that bad.
It was, and even when you were looking like, damn, the Grizzlies, they must be tired. They're still tired.
And fair enough, because they had played 36 hours earlier to make it into the playoffs at all.
Yeah, they're tired.
But, they got – Shea had 15. Shea had 15 points on 4 of, like, 14 shooting.
Yes.
And they beat him by 50.
Ramrod.
It was the third biggest margin of victory in a playoff game ever.
Damn.
Yeah, so that's pretty.
I went down there. I mean,
there
was two more.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
The Nuggets beat the New Orleans Pelicans by like 60 or something a couple years ago. I don't know. I don't remember the game. I was just looking at the graphic. This morning.
Okay.
But I don't know. I don't. The playoffs are off and running. The game ones weren't all great, but I think a lot of the series are going to be good.
Yeah.
And like you mentioned, it is the NFL draft.
Yeah,
round
baby.
One on Thursday, rounds 2 and 3 on Friday, and then the rest of it on Saturday. We got you covered on Thursday night right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game with Mike Conti, Wes Durham, and Dave Archer for the draft coverage. Falcons picking at 15 right now. A lot of, and people don't know, people are just trying to throw crap at the wall the final week of the prep for the draft. A lot of people speculating the Falcons trading back.
Yep, I like that.
I like that too.
Yes, I like that. You like that? And then we got some news on him too.
Oh, we did?
No.
You fill me in.
No.
You fill me in. We'll see if... See if it makes what's trending coming up next. Thanks for being with us here on a Monday morning. Hopefully everybody had a great weekend. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.